also.
Jadi kalau kita sayang kepada anak kita, hendaknya kita tidak membunuh semua binatang itu.
So first principle should be this, to be happy. And then surrender.
Untuk kita menjadi berbahagia.
And then surrender to any realized person who knows all these things.
Dan kita harus menyerahkan diri kepada seorang guru kerohanian yang benar-benar mengetahui tentang semua ini.
You should know very vividly that all demigods are persons or anything is not supreme God.
Jadi Gurudev menyatakan di sini bahwa para dewa, semua para dewa juga bukan Tuhan yang Maha
Esa. So all demigods are not supreme God. Oh, there is supreme God only one in whole world.
Jadi semua para dewa itu bukan Tuhan yang Maha Esa. Jadi Tuhan yang Maha Esa itu ada hanya satu di seluruh alam semesta ini.
Your God and my God and his God are not different.
Jadi Tuhan Anda, Tuhan saya, Tuhan kita semua tidak berbeda.
Supreme God is God of gods of gods of all gods. He is the reason of all.
Jadi Tuhan yang Maha Esa adalah Tuhan dari Tuhan, Tuhan daripada semua Tuhan itu.
We think that God and Supreme God has no shape.
We think that to whom we cannot see by eyes,
all are shapeless or formless. Understand?
Jadi, apa yang kita bisa lihat dengan mata itu terwujud.
You can help him.
Change the mic, Kevin, on the floor. No. Take the other mic.
Yeah. Oh.
Saya ralat di sini sedikit. Tadi saya salah menjelaskan. Jadi kita berpikir di sini, para dewa dan Tuhan itu tidak berwujud. Itu yang dimaksudkan oleh Guru Dev. Jadi saya jelaskan di sini, tidak sama.
If your husband, father, or anyone has gone outside of this country, and you are not seeing him, it means is not that he is shapeless.
Jadi kalau kita pergi satu tempat dan kita tidak bisa melihat orang itu bukan berarti mereka itu tidak ada.
So Supreme God, Supreme Lord, if he cannot have a, he is not qualified to take, he is not powerful to take a form or shape, oh, he is not God, and he is not Supreme Personality of God.
Jadi, kalau sesuatu yang tidak berbentuk, yang tidak ada bentuknya, tidak ada wujudnya, itu bukan Tuhan yang Maha Esa.
So, what is the use of that Supreme God, Supreme Lord, that if he has no power to have a form and come to us, to talk with us, to hear our prayers, then what is the need of that bogus Brahma or bogus God?
Jadi kalau Tuhan tidak berbentuk, bagaimana dia bisa menciptakan dan bisa mewujudkan segala sesuatu?
God is very powerful.
Tuhan sangat Tuhan Mahasakti.
Yeah, Mahasakti.
Mahasakti.
Oh, he has lakhs and lakhs ears.
Beliau mempunyai berjuta-juta telinga.
Oh, lakhs and lakhs feet for running.
Dan berjuta-juta kaki untuk berlari.
Oh, lakhs and lakhs hands for doing.
Berjuta-juta tangan untuk melakukan sesuatu.
But that shape cannot be seen by these mortal eyes.
Jadi Tuhan tidak bisa dilihat dengan mata material yang kita miliki.
Oh, As an example, do you see air?
Ada satu contoh yang lebih jelas. Apakah kita bisa melihat udara?
Though we don't see, but we realize by the webs of air, or here something, in tree, lips, or something. Oh, we can realize by any means.
Jadi kendatipun udara itu kita tidak bisa lihat, tapi tidak kita bisa merasakan, bisa melihat dari goyangan pada sesuatu benda yang meliup-liup atau pohon-pohon yang sedang melambai-lambai atau meliup-liup.
Though air has no shape, no form we see, but it has form that eyes cannot see.
Jadi sebenarnya, kendatipun secara realita dengan mata kita yang kita miliki tidak bisa melihat udara, tapi sesungguhnya udara itu berwujud.
Oh, sun has some form.
Tuhan juga mempunyai bentuk yang boleh kita lihat sekarang. Sun itu
matahari.
Ya, matahari juga mempunyai satu bentuk.
Also, chandra has, moon has some form or shape.
Jadi bulan juga mempunyai bentuk.
But we cannot see by these mortal eyes.
Jadi kita tidak bisa melihat dengan mata material kita ini.
He has so much very beautiful form in that.
Jadi di situ ada suatu bentuk yang sangat indah sekali.
We cannot look towards sun.
Jadi kita bisa melihat matahari sekarang yang sedang. Jadi kita tidak bisa melihat matahari secara langsung saat dia bersinar.
But in that very beautiful face of sun is there, body is there, his horses are there, his chariot is there.
Jadi sebenarnya Buddha menyatakan begitu. Matahari di sana mempunyai satu bentuk yang sangat indah, mempunyai kereta dan semua para perniagaan, semua perlengkapan yang dia miliki itu sangat indah sekali untuk dipandang. Yes, all the sort of arrangement, horse, carriage, everything, chariot, like this. Yes.
But we cannot realize and see all these things in sun from here.
Tapi kita tidak bisa melihat wujud matahari itu dari sini.
And that Supreme Lord is worshipable also of sun and moon.
The Supreme Lord is the worshipable object of the sun, of the moon.
Jadi semua itu matahari juga memuja Tuhan yang Maha Esa.
Okay. So we should always think that our Supreme Lord has power to have any shape in this world. But his own shape is very beautiful like Krishna.
Jadi Tuhan mempunyai wujud yang sangat cantik sekali, yang sangat indah sekali untuk dipandang. Jadi contohnya adalah Sri Krishna.
Oh, he is eagerly waiting or to play with us.
Beliau sangat ingin sekali dan menunggu kedatangan kita untuk ikut menikmati lila beliau, kegiatan beliau.
He descends from there. That shape we can see at that time. Sometimes, kindly, mercifully, he descends to this world, and at that time, by his power, we can see him.
Jadi atas karunia beliau turun ke dunia ini dan menunjukkan kepada kita wujud beliau yang asli.
So, we should accept the transcendental form of that Lord.
Jadi kita harus menerima wujud rohani daripada Tuhan yang Maha Esa.
So, Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, very beautiful, having so many good qualities, very merciful, very soft and sweet.
Jadi Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna adalah kepribadian Tuhan yang Maha Esa, yang mempunyai wujud yang sangat indah sekali, dan kualitas sikap mempunyai sifat yang sangat baik. Dan dia sangat berkarunia sekali kepada semua ciptaan dia.
So if you want to be happy, chant his name.
Jadi, kalau kita ingin berbahagia, pujailah beliau dan ucapkanlah nama suci beliau.
And that is why you should not take meat, wine, gambling, intoxications and so much gratification, sense of gratification.
Jadi untuk itu hendaknya kita tidak makan daging, tidak minum minuman keras, tidak berjudi, dan tidak merokok dan menikmati narkoba.
Now, for this, we are telling the process, how can we be happy?
Jadi sekarang Guru Dev ingin memberikan wejangan tentang proses bagaimana kita berbahagia.
Pundarik, tell the story of Sanatan Goswami and Rup Goswami. How they left, Sanatan Goswami left his position, wealth, family, and alone came, even he left Ishan, who has one queen for him. He left all, and how he came Nishkinchan in Vrindavan to serve Krishna. You should.
Jadi Guru Dev memberitakan kepada beliau, yaitu Pundarik Prabhu, untuk menceritakan tentang lila daripada Sri Sanatan Goswami.
Don't make less.
Jadi mohon kalau Guru Dev sedang memberikan wejangan kepada semua hadirin di sini untuk tidak ngobrol, jadi dengarkan. Kendali pun Anda istilahnya tidak bisa melakukan, karena beliau sangat berkarunia sekali agar kedatangan Anda tidak sia-sia dan hanya datang sebagai toleransi. Jadi mohon didengarkan. Kendali pun di dalam hidup ini Anda tidak bisa melakukan, karena ini adalah realita. Saya jamin kalau Anda bisa meresertikan apa yang disampaikan oleh Guru Dev, saya jamin Anda bisa mencapai kebahagiaan. Saya sudah membuktikan apa yang beliau ucapkan dan apa yang beliau sudah ucapkan. Jadi untuk itu, mohon kepada semua yang hadir di sini untuk tidak ngobrol dan dengarkanlah wejangan saudara Guru Dev dengan seksama. Terima kasih.
तुम लोग डूब मरो. कहाँ से नहीं याद है? घर जो छोड़ा वो याद है? रूप गोस्वामी ने सनातन गोस्वामी महाप्रभु जी से मिल गया, यहाँ तक तो ठीक है. और इसके बाद में महाप्रभु जी जब वृंदावन आने लगे तो उनको खबर मिली, तो कैसे उन्होंने सब कुछ छोड़ करके कैसे वो आए, राजा को भी अप्रसन्न कर दिया. तभी कैसे राजा मोरे पिति करे मोर बंदर गौ. व्हाट आर यू डूइंग? And offer ourselves in a special qualified guru.
Jadi inilah proses di mana kita menyerahkan kepada menyerahkan pelayanan bakti atau diri kepada seorang guru kerohanian.
So first you should be pure by body, by soul, by heart, by everything, and giving up all the positions we have in this world.
Jadi pertama-tama kita harus membersihkan diri dari kenikmatan-kenikmatan material dan posisi-posisi yang bersifat sementara di dunia ini.
If you are surrendering yourself in this process, then Guru will give up you all the things.
Jadi kalau Anda bisa melakukan proses yang seperti diwajarkan tadi, maka Guru akan mengalirkan satu karunia yang tiada taranya pada diri kita.
Oh, he will give all the transcendental knowledge that you require.
Jadi perlindungan di bawah kaki paraman Tuhan secara abadi yang kita akan dapatkan.
Then how Sanatan Goswami was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he inspired all these things in his heart, or tomorrow in class we will discuss.
Jadi, bagaimana Sri Sanatana Goswami melakukan pelayanan kepada Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dan Sri Chaitanya Prabhu memberikan aliran karunia kepada Sri Sanatana Goswami atau apa yang beliau lakukan. Dan Sila Gurudev akan membicarakannya besok.
You can hear all these holy songs. Very interested. Glorifying Krishna and Radhika. You cannot understand, but we, word by word, is colored with, oh, Krishna and Radhika, Anuraga Ranga. So, aap ek jo kaha. Koi bhai jo kaha. In Sangeet, tune, Rag Ragini, oh, these are prominent. And in Sankirtan, no need of Rag Ragini, no tune, nothing. A devotee can do like that. Evang pratasva priya nam kritya. This is Sankirtan. And in Vrindavan Haridas and so many Mirabai Prokirtan, but it is Sanghi. No? Much different. Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. We are of Sankirtan. Now we will begin Sankirtan. And before we are doing Sangeet, but it was also so favorable for Krishna. No. Radhikāyai tadālaye Krishnāya Krishna bhaktāya tada bhaktāya namo. As I told yesterday, Guru Nishtha is backbone of bhakti. If no Guru Nishtha, no bhakti at all. No relation with Krishna. First relation with Guru. And then to Krishna. Otherwise Krishna will not accept. So, if there is any Guru, then Guru Nishtha. If anyone has no Guru, how it will come? And how it, oh, he will not be happy in his whole life. Life will be very miserable. Suffering. Binded in the endless chain of life. Death and birth, always. As we are now, one day we will be old, you are bound to be old. Some are old, myself old, and some of, or so many are old. And after some time, oh, we can walk on a stage. And after some time, you will give up this world, this body also. What you have collected in this world, everything you will have to pie and pie, farthing to farthing, you will give up here. Not even your hair, one hair you can take. Always remember this. So, in Indian Vedic culture and tradition, Guru is needed. Even Rama and Krishna came. Brahma, Shankar, all have Guru. Without Guru, our life is in vain, no object of our life. What is our object of our life? Only to make money? Oh, this will not help you. Never and never and never. So try to realize this. You are soul here, not this physical body. Not material body you are. What you are? Oh, this is like a rotten cloth. You'll have to give up one day, today, after 3 days, after 100 years, but you'll have to give up. So make any bona fide, transcendental guru, qualified, who is detached from worldly things, no worldly desire. He can remove your all doubts. He has realized his soul and Krishna. Always chanting names, in Kali Yuga especially. Ram Naam Avalambino Paramarath Kiyas Varsat Barid Bodh Gahi Charan Jat Akash. Tulsidas has written this. If anyone wants to go in the sky and he is trying, rainfall is coming from up to down, and one wants to climb by the help of this shower of rain, how can he? Never, never. So without Naam Sankirtan, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, you'll have to chant name of Krishna. All processes are rejected in Kali Yuga. No yoga, no tapasya, no meditation, nothing. Even worshipping. In Muslim countries you cannot take Gita. You cannot do anything. What is Thakurji, Nadar? They will take it and throw it ocean. So in Kali Yuga, only one process to have Krishna. What is that? Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam. Mai Vakevalam Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Guru gives this and himself he practices. If a guru is not chanting name, oh, he should be rejected as a guru. He is not qualified. If a guru always in fan and so many opulence, oh, he should be rejected at once. So many palatial buildings, nothing. He should be detached from this. Really. So if a guru is like that, not chanting, not remembering Krishna, he has no faith in Srimad Bhagavatam, no Gita, then he should be rejected. Especially those who are telling like this, oh, I am myself Brahma, I am Brahmasmi, Tattamasi, Sarvam Kharidam Brahma, myself also a Brahma, don't believe. Do pronounce are very far away. Oh, who are you? Oh, Dashoham, Dashoham, Dashoham. Main Bhagwan ka Das hoon, Dasi hoon. Main Gopiyon ki Dasi hoon. Isse badh karke sansar mein koi cheez nahi hai. Ye samajh rakho. Hum to Krishna ko bhi nahi chahte hain. Chara Krishna ke wo priyatam hai, isliye sambandh. Nahi to hamara sambandh Radhika ji se hai. Understand? Our relation with Swamini Radhika ji. And Krishna has relation to Swamini ji, that he is beloved of all the gopis and Srimati Radhika. So we accept him like beloved, but really we have related to Radhika. So he is much powerful. She is very sweet, very humble. By his sweet services, she can take the heart of Krishna very easily and can control. She will tell that, oh, you should stand up, he will stand up. Oh, you should sit down, he will sit down. And Krishna, very happy in these things, say, a guru like this. You heard about our Gurudev? So many glorification it came that he told Radha Chinta Niveshena Jasya Kantir Vilokita. Why? Radhika should be worried for Krishna. Krishna should be worried for Radhika. Where is Radhika? Where is Radhika? Where is Radhika? Playing in float. Oh, where is Radhika? Radhe, 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 always like this. Playing in float, calling Radhika. If you are not coming, I will die. Not that, oh, Radhika is always lamenting, lamenting. Oh, where is Shyam? Where is Shyam? Not like this. We are not supporting this idea. We are in a mode that Radhika, Krishna should be worried for Radhika. Radhika and gopis never send any messenger to Mathura. But Mathura, Krishna sent messenger because he was worried for them. So, our Guru Maharaj was in this life of Rupanuga. This is called Rupanuga. Oh, there are so many glorifications, very deep. Once you know, Gita what has told? Ananya chintyantam me mam jana paryupasate nityam yogogutantanam yogakshemavaham. What is the meaning? Oh, my devotees who are ananya, केवल कृष्ण को ही भजन करते हैं अनन्य रूप में, किसी का दूसरे का नहीं. दिन रात उसी की चिंता में लग रहते हैं, उनको भूख प्यास की कोई जरूरत नहीं है, चिंता नहीं है. कृष्ण ऐसे भक्तों के लिए योग क्षेम अपने सिर पर कंधे पर ढो करके ले जाते हैं. इफ ए डिवोटी वन पॉइंटेड टू कृष्ण, नो केयर, नथिंग केयर ऑफ हिज मेंटेनेंस, then Krishna is bound to bring anything for maintenance of their bhakti, or here or on here. He will do, he has done a promise like this. He should do, he will do. Then why we should be worried for this? So Guru Maharaj, when left Mayapur, due to some causes, and he went to Navadvi, and he established a mutt in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in Calcutta. At that time he was penniless, and there were so many dependents, about more than 40, the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and also some like Param Pujya Pad Bhakti Vedanta Bhaman Maharaj, very young, not so much. He and some others, disciples of my Gurudev were, but mostly were the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. My Guru Maharaj had not a single pai to maintain them. And they was a Ekadasi. Any disciple went to him, Gurudev, today is Ekadasi, there is nothing here. What to do? Oh, today we will fast fully. Because today is some very important Ekadasi, so even we should not take water, and we should do Kirtan only today. And they were doing. And Guru Maharaj was sitting in his bedroom, and he was thinking something or chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In the meantime, he saw a bird. Gauraiya. In the meantime, a guru brother, god brother, came there, and he was very jolly and very bosom friend of our Gurudev, and he was very fond of very sweet separations and sweet and rabadi and all other things. Guru Maharaj used to know that he likes so much sweets and all other things. So when he came, he was thinking what to do, how to honor him. He was thinking and chanting. And he saw what? He saw a bird, Gauraya Pakhi, choti
sparrow.
Sparrow. And she was coming and going, choo 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 choo, doing. And in the last, she
dropped down
one potli. पोटली मैंने कपड़े में लपेटा हुआ पैसा कुछ तो उस समय में पैसा था इंडियन लाल लाल तांबे का पैसा छो आना था या साढ़े छो आना वनली सिक्स आना आना यू कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड और इंडियंस कैन दोज हु हैव सीन वी हैव सीन सो व्हेन इट केम डाउन ऑन द अर्थ ओ झन्न झन्न बजा It made a sound like Janna Janna. And it was nearer to his hand and he took it and saw. Oh, these are paisas. He became very, very happy. At that time, in 1 rupees, a family can be given one time or 8 or 9 persons can be fed. Whole meal. At that time. At that time, ghee was 8 anas per kilo. Now, I don't know, there is no ghee at all. For 6 anas, one mund of rice at that time. Very, very cheap. So he gave it to his disciple. Go and at once bring some sweets, some vegetables. Ichor, you know? Kathal, jackfruit. And so many things. And he went very happily. And he brought so many sandesh. Kam sandesh janta hai aap log? Kalkatte ka sandesh hota hai. Bahut sundar. Aur Khurchand Mathura ka aur peda. Aise aise so. Very sweet preparations he bought. And so many vegetables, or so many kilos of potato, and so many things he brought. And then he gave to his Thakurji, and then he gave to his. Okay. In the meantime, a postman came, and who is Keshav Maharaj? All told that, Maharaj is there. And he came and gave a money order of 100 rupees. 100 rupees means? Now, so many thousand rupees. And he gave, and he saw that Pujyapad Giri Maharaj, one of his god brother, has sent from Rangoon preaching. And he became happy. And then after some time he began to preach here and there. And thus now he's preaching in the whole world. A disciple like Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj came. And he gave him sannyas, renounce order, and told that you should go and preach everywhere because your Gurudev has ordered like this. And thus in a couple of years, he preached whole world, established so many preaching centers. Of what preaching? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
This is the Kali Yuga Dharma. Whether you are doing anything or not, आप लोग कुछ मत करो किंतु घर में बैठे ही एक बार भी यदि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम
यदि कर दिया तो ये योग तपस्या कोटि कोटि स्कूल खोलने से अस्पताल खोलने से और जो दया का काम है वो सबसे ये बड़ा काम होगा इफ यू कैन हेल्प ए पर्सन टू मेक हिज More towards Krishna. Oh, it is so much high class of daya.
Mercy.
But if you are telling him to do tapasya, this, that, and so many school and colleges,
hospitals,
this is not mercy. So we should know all this. If you are chanting only one round, Hare Krishna, or your life is successful. How?
आग में हाथ जल दे दो, यदि आग का प्रभाव जानो या मत जानो डालो वो जलाएगा। ए वेरी इनोसेंट बॉय बेबी, ही नेवर न्यू द पावर ऑफ फायर एंड ही केप्ट हिज फिंगर इन फायर एट वन सिक्स। सो इफ ए फायर, वेदर यू आर नोइंग आर नॉट द पावर ऑफ फायर and you put your hand in fire, it will burn. Why not Krishna? This name more powerful than fire, air and anything. Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has devoted his, invested his power in all names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, aap log kuch karo, mat karo. Bhagwan ka naam jadi karo, Krishna ka, तो कृपा करके आ जाएंगे, तुम्हारी रक्षा कर देंगे, जीवन में सुखी हो जाएगी। और हरि नाम नहीं करो, लाख करो और दूसरा, उसे तुम सुखी नहीं। यही समस्त एसेंस ऑफ द एसेंस ऑफ एसेंस ऑफ ऑल द टीचिंग्स। सो यू शुड ट्राई टू रिमेम्बर दिस एंड बी हैप्पी बाय चांटिंग दिस नेम। इफ यू आर चांटिंग डेली वन हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम। बीइंग इन योर हाउस नो होम, एंड इफ यू आर एसोसिएटिंग विथ एनी रसिक तत्त्वज्ञ वैष्णव, वेरी गुड वेरी गुड। सो दिस इज द एसेंस। नाउ टाइम इज ओवर, वी शुड फिनिश नाउ। दे कैन गिव ऑफर टू राधा एंड कृष्णा and after that they can distribute prasadam to all. Aap log sabhi log prasad pa karke tab yahan se jayenge. Bas yahi ek kirtan. What?
Did you promise the translation of the Hindi song earlier?
Oh, there, not here, I have no time. There. What is this?
Thunder powder.
I don't know even.
Give me.
Lukta phone korechilo.
What is this?
Thunder powder.
Huh?
Thunder.
What is this? Who brought? You brought?
Who?
One kirtan ending. Tumhara bhog.